Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! and Bucks, yeah! every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. If you are a Packers fan and if you pay attention to the NFL draft, you know this is a very important week for Packers Nation. This is Reese's Senior Bowl week. Now, with all due respect to East-West Shrine game, East-West Shrine practices last week, those are important too. Packers have scouts there. They also pay attention to that. We'll have Chad Reiter on, draft analyst from NFL.com tomorrow to talk about those practices last week and his thoughts on the Senior Bowl as well. He's not down there for the Senior Bowl, but we'll get his thoughts on that. A guy that is down at Senior Bowl practices this week is Eli Berkovitz from 24/7 Sports and the Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at @BookofEli_NFL. So we do our green and gold update brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Eli, good afternoon. How are things at the Senior Bowl practices?
How you doing, Sparky? Appreciate being invited on again. Things are good. You know, it's hectic. This is my first year down here, so I'm just kind of like processing everything. But so far, it's been really good, and we've seen some really impressive prospects that I think would fit very nicely for the Packers.
Is this like the who's who of NFL scouting departments and coaches and all that stuff down there this week?
Yeah, it definitely seems like it. I mean, just my plane over here in my hotel is stocked with, you know, NFL personnel, coaches, GMs, scouts, reporters, just a lot of people that obviously are very plugged in across the NFL. So a lot going on here, a lot of energy.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of different positions that the Packers may have interest in. Now, remember, last year, 3/4 of the draft picks that the Packers made came from this Senior Bowl week of practices and the game itself. So clearly, Brian Gutekunst likes picking from these crop of guys. Wide receivers, do you have a couple that stand out to you? Tell us where they played, how big they are, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so at wide receiver, I think the name you're probably seeing the most on Twitter right now is Jack Beck out of TCU. I would say he for sure made the catch of the day yesterday. If today wasn't the catch of the day, it was the second or third best catch of the day, but beyond just making, you know, special catches, which isn't a down-to-down thing, but just watching him play, he just feels so, like, just safe and secure in terms of when the ball's going to him. There's no panic. There's no anything. It just feels like this guy's going to catch nearly every target that goes his way, which is something as Packer fans, after watching this last year, you know, drops were an issue. There's no denying that, and I do not see drops being an issue with Jack Beck, again, out of TCU. Another receiver that I think has turned a lot of heads is Jalen Royals out of Utah State. Of course, Jordan Love's alma mater. I actually just spoke to him here at Senior Bowl Media Day. He sounded like he would be very excited about getting to catch passes from Jordan Love. I asked him how he would feel about playing in the Packers wide receiver room where it's, you know, no true number one. It's kind of a receiver by committee. And, of course, you know, he said he's perfectly fine with that, but he expects whatever team he goes to start dominating. And I believe it's the way he's looked the last few days.
I got to go back to Jack Beck for a second here, because the one thing that stands out about him coming out of TCU is his ability and willingness to be a blocker, to be a physical blocker, and to play in Matt LaFleur's offense. That has to be one thing that the receiver that they draft has to be able to do, I think.
100%. I think we've seen Matt LaFleur prioritize blocking with his wide receivers maybe more than any other coach in the NFL, honestly. And Jack Beck is something that is something he definitely can do. You just see his physicality route to route. If someone tries pressing him, it does not go well for that cornerback. And he's, you know, just been very impressive. I mean, last year, 1,034 yards, 9 touchdowns on 62 catches. Just kind of feels like a complete player coming into the NFL, which is pretty rare. Usually, you know, you're working on a thing or two. This guy feels like as close to a complete receiver that I've watched in the pre-draft process over the last few years.
Talking with Eli Berkovitz, 24/7 Sports, Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at @BookofEli_NFL. He is at Senior Bowl practices all this week. That's why you hear the noise going on in the background, because there's plenty of people out there doing this as well. Eli, let's go to the defensive side of the ball, because I think that's where a lot of Packer fans think they need help. Edge rusher, this kid from Marshall seems to be a guy that everybody's talking about. Kuiper penciled him into his first mock draft to the Packers. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Mike Green today had maybe the most dominant individual pass rush rep I've ever seen. I posted a clip of it on my Twitter, but I'm sure anyone on Twitter has seen it by now. He ran through Josh Connerly, who is a good tackle out of Oregon. He ran through him like a stack of, you know, cardboard boxes. I mean, just dominant. And coming to Marshall, it's a little, obviously, strange, not the most common place to be a first round pick, but when you have 17 sacks, 23 tackles for loss, like at a certain point, production is production. And I think there's definitely a good amount of discourse on Packers Twitter in terms of Goody and his prioritizing of production versus potential. And people might have concerns about the competition that Mike Green went up against, but he made some very good competition over the last 2 days look pretty bad. So I'm not concerned about the Marshall competition. If he somehow fell to 23, I think that's a pretty much auto pick.
No, no chance. There's no chance they're taking him.
Yeah, no way.
There's no chance.
No.
You why they're not taking him? Because he had production in college. They like guys that don't do anything. Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, those are the guys they take. They don't take high-end production guys at the edge rusher position under Brian Gutekunst. He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And I think you're kind of leading into another player in Shamar Storr,
yes,
who was someone that, you know, people have talked about him for the Packers. People have made, you know, comparisons to Rashawn Gary, at least in terms of their athleticism and, to be honest, lack of production in college. Shamar Storr had 4.5 sacks across 3 seasons at Texas A&M, and it's very difficult to overlook that. I mean, to be honest, watching him today, he definitely looked dominant. There's no doubt that he is an athletic freak, and he may end up being a very good NFL player. But I think it will be very difficult to sell Packer fans on another edge rusher with very little college production. Like, I watched him today. I think he's a good player. I would be more okay with the pick after these last few days than last weekend. But even still.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey!
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I just think it's hard. It's hard to get excited about a guy who played 3 years of college football and showed you very little, and we're just assuming it's all going to change at the NFL level. Well, you made that assumption twice so far, and it hasn't exactly worked out.
No, it hasn't worked out. Eli, what about a big, fat defensive lineman that can do some damage and stop in the run? Give me a couple of those guys because they need one or two of them too.
Yeah, I think Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss has to be the first name I bring up. Just a massive man. Someone I spoke to yesterday said he, you know, doesn't like to say that he models his game after anyone because he's his own player, but if there's anyone that he thinks he plays like, it's Aaron Donald. I think every Packer fan would be very happy to have anyone even close to what Aaron Donald was in the NFL. And he's just, again, really, really big, but also just a very nice guy. And I think, at least for sure, for it's actually funny, Walter Nolan just walked right past me. But
Jimmy just gave him the phone, Eli. Hey, talk to my buddy Sparky. We were just talking about you. That would have been great, Eli. All right, go ahead.
That would have been good radio. But I do think the Packers look for guys that they think are genuinely good dudes, you know, have a good head on their shoulders, and I think Nolan is definitely one of those guys. Another one that stood out to me that I don't think is getting a ton of hype right now is Cam Jackson out of Florida. I mean, this guy is gigantic, and he was nearly unblockable over the last few days. If he's someone that you have not checked out yet, I would do that. And then the last guy I would say that I saw impressive reps from him, but I also saw some stuff that's concerning. So I'm more putting this out there, not even as a praise, but just Deion Walker out of Kentucky.
That's my guy. That's who I want. That's my guy. That's who I want. Yes. And Cam Jackson, 6'6", 342. So he also is gigantic, like you said.
Yeah, he is massive. But Deion Walker, no doubt, he had some very impressive reps today. But if I'm just being honest, like, watching his film and then watching him the last few days, I do think his motor isn't necessarily there. Like, he seems to take a lot of plays off, kind of maybe needs to work on his conditioning a bit. But that being said, I mean, I think the raw talent is there. He just needs some NFL coaching. I wouldn't be too concerned about it. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good group. There's no doubt we have some really exciting pass rushers, both on the exterior and interior of the line. And real quick, let me just throw out this name, Donovan Ejiraku out of Boston College. Of course, played under Jeff Hafley for a couple years. Really, really good guy. Got the chance to speak to him yesterday. Graduated from Boston College Business School. Just seems to have things really straight. And today, he's looked incredible. His bend around the edge is as good as I've seen in person. And he's told me that he's working on just putting on some muscle, getting a little more powerful, which is something I do think he needs to work on. But if he puts on, you know, 5 to 7 pounds, I think, I mean, either way, I think he's a good rusher, but I think that'll put him over the top.
These big, massive defensive tackles, maybe not Nolan, but the other two guys, they're going to fall probably right through the first round because it's going to be like Tavondre Sweat last year coming out where they look at him and go, well, he's not going to be able to stay on the field for, you know, all three downs. He's too big, so he's only going to be out there for a down or two, and then he falls, and then he gets to the NFL, and he makes a big impact.
Yeah, I mean, Tavondre Sweat last year was one of my most, like, perplexing prospects. Because when I watched him, there was no denying that the guy was just a monster of a man who made plays. But then when you see him working out and you just see his size, it does give concerns. Like, how is this guy going to manage in the NFL down to down? But he did, and I think some of these guys will be able to do that. You know, they're built big, but that's just how they've been playing. So I don't see that as too much of an issue.
Man, they take Jackson and they take Walker, two dudes at 6'6", 3:45. Charlie, you play college football. What do you think when you line up and you see two dudes, 6'6", 3:45, lining up between the guards and the center? Don't you get a little concerned?
Yeah, I would say a little concerned probably is playing it short. I would say I'm ready to walk off the field after that game.
I'm
sure.
Just telling you, man. Like, take both of them and worry about everything else later. Talking with Eli Berkovitz, 24/7 Sports Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at @BookofEli_NFL. He's reporting live from the Senior Bowl, Reese's Senior Bowl practices, and doing a great job. All right, cornerback is the other area I think that Packer fans will look at and say, yeah, Keyshawn Nixon, fine. He played better than we thought. Carrington Valentine showed flashes. A lot of people don't think Jair is going to be here, so they're going to have to do something with corner, free agency, or draft. Give me a couple that have stood out there at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I got to start with my guy, Trey Amos, out of Ole Miss. Just someone that I loved before coming down here to Mobile, and he has really given me no reason to change that opinion. If anything, I've just liked him more. I got the chance to talk to him yesterday. Really good guy. Just thoughtful answers. Really liked what I saw from on the field. My only concern was that he was carried, like helped off the field today. I don't think it was anything too serious. I think he just got his ankle rolled up a bit. But Trey Amos is someone I really like. Another guy I like a lot is AZ Thomas out of Florida State. Someone that, I mean, at least in terms of watching his film, he was probably my favorite corner that I felt the Packers could realistically draft. He did honestly get beat a couple times in one-on-ones yesterday, but it was going up against some good receivers when that happened. I'm not going to forget a whole season's worth of film over three or four reps at the Senior Bowl.
Sure.
But he's someone I'm excited about. And then here's a name that a lot of people probably haven't heard. I honestly did not watch a ton of him before I came here, but Upton Stout out of Western Kentucky had a really, really impressive day. Someone that I think can play in the slot and play on the outside. And we know the Packers may be in the market, I mean, for sure, for an outside corner, maybe even for a slot, depending on what they do with Keyshawn Nixon. So Upton Stout, not someone I'm talking about at 23 overall, but someone I think Packer fans should get used to hearing that name a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we're being honest about this, Eli. This isn't, guys we're talking about doesn't mean that they're going to be the Packers' first-round pick. They could be second, third, fourth-round picks. But the point is they used this bowl game quite a bit the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, to draft 9 guys last year out of the Senior Bowl, I mean, that was really the biggest motivation for me deciding this year to come down here. It's like, look, we're going to see there are some future Packers here. Like, there's just no doubt. It might not be 3/4 of the picks, but I'm willing to bet if the Packers end up drafting 7-8 guys, that 3 to 5 of them at least are going to be from the Senior Bowl. So for any Packer fan listening, keep an eye on the practices on your TV. Watch the game on Saturday and just get acclimated with some of these names, because a handful of them will be on the Packers next year.
No doubt about it. Eli Berkovitz, 24/7 Sports, Packer Report as well. Follow him on Twitter at @BookofEli_NFL, reporting live from the Senior Bowl practices. Eli, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much again for having me. Hope the background noise wasn't too bad. And looking forward to, you know, maybe doing this again before the draft.